DJ Hex Mob, aka Mariah Maxim, a 3-year senior at St. Andrew Sewanee School. And now, coming to you direct from the studios at St. Andrew Sewanee School, it's Crossroads, the singer-songwriter hour featuring new music produced and recorded by students, faculty, and friends of St. Andrew Sewanee School in Sewanee, Tennessee, a private, co-educational day and boarding school with outstanding academics, arts, and athletics. Your hosts tonight are Dr. Will Ireley, SAS Performing Arts Director, and DJ Milwaukee, a.k.a. Luke Bosselman, a junior from Nashville, Tennessee. Crossroads is sponsored by GACA and the Heather Ireley Performing Arts Endowment, empowering the next generation of performing artists. For more information, visit artsgaca.org. That's artsgaca.org. And now, here are your hosts, Dr. Will and DJ Milwaukee.
Welcome back to the Crossroads. It's been a while.
Whoop, whoop. We're back.
Yes, we got Maestro James behind the glass as usual, pushing all the buttons, and we're so glad to be back. We had a winter break, and then we had a snowstorm, and then we had spring break, but now, Luke, we are back.
We're back.
My partner in crime, Luke Bosselman.
Back full force. Excited for it. We got some new songs ready. We got some new guests ready. We're lined up for the rest of the year. It's going to be great.
And I am Dr. Will Ireley. I get to co-host this show with the fabulous Luke Bosselman, and we get to play some music and introduce you to some of our students and some of Luke's fellow students here at SAS and other artists around town and on the mountain. So right now we're focusing a lot on, we've had a lot of talent to get through here at St. Andrew Sewanee School.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. We got them lined up, you know, and we've, how many shows have we had? Three, four?
Yeah, we're up, this will be show number four.
Number four already. Number four. You know, it feels, I mean, we didn't start till late October.
Yeah, or late October, early November. So we've put in some work. Yeah. We've had a lot of other things, a lot of other shows going on, and working on those shows. Luke was recently Gaston in Beauty and the Beast, did a fabulous scene-stealing job.
The best character in the musical, I just must say, you know.
Yeah. It was pretty awesome. It was an awesome, awesome performance, Luke. And
well, Dr. Will directed it, so.
Well, I'm just.
Can't take all the spotlight.
I had a lot of great talent to work with, including our guest today. And I guess we should get right to our guest. We have a little bit of a different feel in the studio today. We are going to be having two original songs that are going to be on keyboard. And I'd like to introduce my student, who I've gotten to work with, who also was in Beauty and the Beast as well. And here he is. It's Mr. Dylan Bruscato.
Woo!
Yeah.
All right. Hello. Welcome, Dylan. Welcome in.
Hello. I'm Dylan Bruscato.
Yeah. Tell us about it. Well, what grade are you in?
I'm in eighth grade. I've got some piano compositions today. I do a lot of piano work. Like Dr. Will said, I was in the Beauty and the Beast show, and it was pretty fun. He was a pretty good director.
Well, thanks for that, Dylan. We got Dylan has been playing piano in class and in our performing arts class for eighth grade all year, and started to hear some things coming out that I knew I didn't recognize. And I said, Dylan, is that original? And Dylan was like, yeah, I'm just working it. And he had kind of started to have a lot of pieces and parts, but now all those pieces and parts have become compositions.
Yes. Yeah.
And you debuted one of your first ones at Creative Expressions a couple months ago. And that was pretty incredible. And right then, Luke and I said,
oh, yeah, we need him on the show. I have a question. How long have you been playing piano?
I've been playing since second grade, so 6 years.
Wow, I'm impressed. Do you still take lessons?
No, not anymore. Hopefully, I'll get back to it, but not at the moment.
See, that's one of my greatest regrets, Luke, is giving up piano lessons.
Yeah,
I hated my piano teacher.
Me too. I took them for a little bit, and I just couldn't.
Yeah, the guitar stole my soul.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
All right. Well, we're gonna start off with a song, Dylan, from one of your songs. Could you tell us about the song before you play it here? Tell us a little bit about it and what you're gonna play for us. Does it have a title and what's it about? What inspired it?
So none of my songs right now have a title, which I don't know. Something I still struggle with. And this song was kind of inspired by like a spy movie, like a chase scene or something like that. kind of just bubbled up one day, and I thought, like, man, this would really fit good in, like, you know, chasing or something like that.
Yeah, all right. So do you find yourself inspired by visuals that you see a lot for your music like that?
Yes, certainly. And also a lot by other music, too.
Wonderful. Awesome. Well, here it is. It's the spy chase scene from Dylan Bruscato. Fantastic, Luke.
That was beautiful. That was incredible. I'm astounded.
Thank you.
What kind of vibes was that giving you, Luke?
I don't know. I felt anxious. I started sweating a little bit, but not in a bad way. Not in a bad way. It was great. But
yeah, you created a lot of tension with those chords, that chord progression. Tell us about a little bit of how that all came together, especially because it's like there's like nice sections, and then it comes back to the main theme.
So, yeah, I was messing around with one particular song. I actually don't remember which one or what it was called. And I was like, man, I really like this chord. So I kind of started messing around with the chord a little bit. And then, funnily enough, I accidentally hit the wrong note. And I was like, man, this sounds really good. And, you know, I kind of put those two little pieces together, made a melody, and then with that melody, just built off of it.
That's incredible. I just love, you know, the way that you've constructed that, the tension that you created. As Luke said, it makes you sweat.
Yeah, yeah. It would be, you're right.
My heart started beating.
It would be perfect for a car chase scene. You're completely right on that.
Yeah, really good. Or spy versus spy, something like that. Yeah. You know, so yeah. Really cool. Go. Let's unpack this a little more. Tell us about your process in general of writing songs.
So, I think that my writing process is fairly unconventional because I take a very long time. It'll take me like 2 years to write a song, but I'll have like multiple going at once. So I'll just start one, you know, like I said, mess with it and then build off of it very slowly over time until I get something. And, you know, I do that with a few songs and creates a pretty steady flow of new stuff.
Yeah, that is really unconventional because a lot of times they tell you that you need to, whatever you start, finish it.
Yeah, you sit down, keep with it so you don't lose the ideas.
Exactly. Stick with it, start to finish, and just go. But I can appreciate what you said because I have had some songs that have been in the hopper marinating for a while, and then one day they kind of finish up, and then all of a sudden I feel like everybody thinks, wow, you're writing a lot of new songs, but it's really just a bunch of old songs that have finally finished.
You're like, well, I'm writing one-fourth of a lot of new songs. So
that's right.
Yep. I totally understand and agree with that.
So how many songs would you say you have going on at a time?
Maybe like 3 or 4 songs at once, sometimes more, sometimes less.
All right, awesome. Very good, very good. Yeah. Dylan, what we usually do is Luke and I will share a song today as well during the segment. And Luke, as I know, has been working on a number of things. And
Oh, yeah.
Is this something brand new that you're going to share with us today?
This is something brand new. I wrote it for my beautiful girlfriend, Kendall. Love you, Kendall. But I was just I was kind of just messing around. I'm going to be honest. My brother Max showed me these chords, and I just stole them. So, wrote all the lyrics myself, though.
What's that line in the U2 song, every artist is a cannibal, every poet is a thief, they all kill for inspiration and sing
like
about
that.
The grief? Yeah,
pretty much. And he wasn't using the chords for anything. He was just messing around, so might as well.
Hey. Yeah, that's right.
You got to do what you got to do to survive.
He doesn't own the melody. He doesn't own the, you know, those chords are out there for anybody.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Exactly.
So what's it called?
Beautiful Again.
Beautiful Again. I love that title.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, here it is. Luke Bosselman, debut of Beautiful Again, dedicated to Kendall.
If you love me, I'd love you back unequivocally for all eternity. And if you need me, I'm there on a dial. I tell you how I feel, I'm not a child. I need you here, I wanna make you smile. So look my way, can you feel my heart? Can you make my pain fade away just for a day, till you're beautiful again. Beautiful again. Could you hold me? Could you fold me? And could you use me? Darling, why can't you see? You're the most perfect to me. So don't worry, don't cry. They're on a dial, not a child. Anything you need, anytime you need it, I just hope you need me. I hope you want me, flaunt me, taunt me, tease me, please me, baby. Come a little closer, have a secret to tell. I don't wanna fight, I don't wanna yell, I don't want to put you in a black. So that's how it feels, let me know. I'll try my best to let you go, but I can't promise anything. Cause every time you get a little bit farther, I try my best to come a little bit closer to being within your sight. I wanna please you, tease you, flaunt you, taunt you, take you out to dinner, do anything you want to, love you, touch you, kiss you, talk for hours without checking the time, without checking the time, not checking the time, don't check the time.
Beautiful Again, Luke Bosselman. I feel honored to have heard that today, Luke. That was really beautiful.
Thank you very much.
Nice, nice job. I know you said that you stole the chords from your brother. I put stole in air quotes there for those that at home that can't see on the radio. But the tell me obviously inspired by, you know, your close relationship with Kendall and everything. But what's what brought it, you know, what pulled it together?
I honestly, I don't exactly remember, but I think I had just heard the word unequivocally for like the first time in my life. And it's in the first verse. It's, if you love me, I'd love you back unequivocally. And I heard that and I was like, I heard that word and I was like, I could write a song with that in it. And then I was like, it's perfect to like describe the feeling I feel for her. So I was like, I'll do it. Yeah.
Awesome.
So that's what really... I think it's a funny story how it's like this song that I wrote out of love for my girlfriend just blossomed out of like a single word that I just not known my entire life.
Well, I love when a word like that gets stuck in your head, or a phrase even.
Yeah.
And you can just, it won't let go. And then you said, I think I can do something with that, you know. So that's beautiful. Really great song. Nice chord progression. Love the melody.
Thank you.
Nice job. One of your nicest ones. You got a lot of good songs, but that's one of my faves now.
Thank you.
So on that note about weird ways to write songs, so a few weeks ago we had what we call here at St. Andrew Sewanee School Winterim. And during the Winterim, I did a guerrilla musical.
Oh yeah.
And the theme was Believe. And never know what's going to quite come out. Dylan was involved in writing that as well, a lot of some of the music. And when we started off the process, I started off with having an idea. I knew that I gave them the theme, Believe. So I said, okay, here's how I would go about writing the song.
Right.
I started playing a little theme that I had, and I started jamming on. I didn't really have much. I kind of had this DA kind of progression, and I quickly realized that I definitely didn't want to sing the song. I wanted to write it for the kids in the musical. And one of my students that has an amazing voice, and I'm going to bring her out here and introduce her, because she's going to sing lead on this song, is Sarah Roberts. She has one of those rock and roll voices that just cuts through everything, and just love her voice. In fact, we were working on I Love Rock and Roll right before this Guerrilla Musical Week, and I said, you know what? I got to write a song for her voice. And so I did. And she gives me the honor of letting me sing along with her on the chorus and the bridge. But I was really trying to teach songwriting. So it's a very structured, specific style.
Yeah.
Verse, chorus, middle eight.
Right. And then the starting point for everyone.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Using it's in D, so I use the relative B minor to go into the bridge. So it's really one of those things where it just was an example to show the kids. But then they took off and wrote two amazing songs also that are in this musical.
Right.
And then I had to come back after they had the whole musical written and say, well, I got to fit this now into the theme that they've come up with, which involved an old man and pigeons that talked. And commented on the old man. So it wasn't quite the penguins that you love, Luke, but it was pigeons.
I mean, it's no Surf's Up, right?
It was foul, you know? It wasn't a foul music. But anyway, no Surf's Up. It definitely wasn't Surf's Up. But it was pretty darn good. And it was about, you know, a guy that is kind of given up and forgotten what he believes in and maybe lost things to believe in. A lot of things happen and he gets kind of put down and knocked around, you know, by some kids in the park, and you know, but at the end, he kind of has an epiphany that he needs just kind of to let things go, and that it's okay. He just needs to breathe, live in the moment,
right?
And that's how you believe, you know. And so, with that, I'm going to bring out Sarah Roberts.
That is a beautiful message.
Sarah Roberts, welcome to the Crossroads.
Hi, thank you for having me.
We're so excited you're here. Thank you for singing this song and doing such a great job in the musical that we wrote in literally a few hours put together. It was amazing, amazing process, and you were an amazing part of that process, both you and Dylan. Tell us how you got into music.
So when I first started getting into music, I really just taught myself to sing, really, because I've been singing since I was like 3, and I have amazing grandparents who are singers, and they kind of helped me through that process to sing a little bit. And I also play the violin sometimes, but not very often, but I am taking lessons, and it's helping me get a little better.
Yeah, your musicality from day one when I met you. First of all, Sarah is a 7th grader, and just amazing. Right away, picked up the violin in class. It actually was a viola that only had 3 strings at the time. Do you remember that?
Yeah, vaguely.
Which is actually, what is it, tuned? It's a step down or half step down from the violin, I think, the tuning. So on a viola. So the Sarah comes in and we were jamming on a Violent Femme song, and Sarah comes in and jams in with us. So and then starts singing, and this voice, this beautiful voice, and you have such great control for someone so young. And I'm just really, I love working with you. So
thank you. I very much appreciate that.
All right. Well, we're gonna try to sing this song. This song is called Breathe and Believe, and Sarah Roberts on lead vocals.
Thank you.
dream.
Just believe, just believe.
Wonderful. Amazing. Amazing. I wasn't in the Gorilla musical, but I did have the pleasure of being with Sarah Roberts in the musical for Beauty and the Beast. She was in that too. I want to talk a little bit more about that song, all right? Because I know you got into it a little bit before with the Gorilla musical and stuff, but what was your, I know Breathe and Believe was your inspiration, but what led you to use these lyrics, you know? What was the real nitty-gritty stuff, you know what I'm saying?
So, this is going to get a little heavy, but my sister died about a few years ago, and she and I were kind of, we called each other our wonder twins. We were 7 years apart in age, but we were like twins when it came to music and theater and all those things that we loved, our passions. We shared those in common. And I will never forget that when she was literally at the end of her days, I was on the phone with her and I was talking about how many things I had going on. And she just, in this moment of clarity and beauty, said, "You've got to stop." She called me Billy. She's the only one I could get away with calling me Billy, Luke, and Sarah, and Dylan. She says, "Billy, you just have to breathe this moment in because it's the only one."
Right.
And I've thought about that so many times in the years that have gone since. That is so true. This is the only moment we have, this one right here with us in this room. This is a moment, and we should breathe it in and take a minute to enjoy it. And really, if we live that moment to moment, belief and faith and those things, they take care of themselves, you know? And so that's really where that breathe a moment in, time to begin again, and breathe, just believe. Believe in yourself. Believe that it's going to be okay. We need more positivity and more belief and more breathing in this world. And I love that. And, you know, I've seen the light. Future looks bright. I want that to project that aura of positivity because there's so much negative out there right now. We're dealing with so much negativity in the world. And you know, our kids know it. My students know it. You know it. You know, can't wait for you guys to take over this world and make it a better place, because I sure do like the way that you approach humanity than perhaps some of the older generations do. So that's where it comes from.
Yeah.
I told you it was going to get heavy.
Hey, and this podcast is for the heavy and the light.
That's it.
You know, that's music, man.
It is. And Sarah, thank you so much. Sarah, you're what's next for you? What do you got going on? So how many years have you been taking violin now, by the way?
I've been taking violin since I was like 6.
Wow.
So
I need to get you playing more violin in class. You seem hesitant to do it in class. Is there a reason? You don't feel as confident yet about that as you do with your voice?
For people at home, she's making a face that's like, ah!
Should I really?
Well, I mean, so I am a little hesitant, but I just feel more confident with singing because, I mean, I've been doing it since I was like 3 or 4. And, I mean, I have been taking violin but I just feel more confident when I'm singing, and I feel more comfortable just like doing it, and I don't have trouble like getting off the wrong key when I'm doing violin and stuff.
So. And are you inspired? I mean, you're a classic rock. You like blow me away with some of your classic rock songs that you sing and stuff. Is that your grandparents' influence?
I mean, it's not my grandparents' influence. I mean, my dad kind of likes rock songs, and my mom. So when I was little, my mom introduced me to Motley Crue, and so.
Great band.
When I was little, I did karate, and my mom would play a Motley Crue song, Kickstart My Heart, and every time I came home from karate, I would be screaming the lyrics out the window.
That's beautiful. I have this image now of you, Sarah. I won't get that out of my head for a while. Well, thank you so much, Sarah, and we're going to turn it back over to Dylan here in a second. Let's bring Dylan back up to the mic. So, Dylan, you get to close us out today.
Nice.
Set this next song for us.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. This next song, it has really kind of melancholy vibes, and kind of can relate to Luke in the sense that I definitely stole these chords and just messed with them. It's just kind of kind of a depressing song. Don't know if that's a good ending or not, but
Well, we just got heavy, thanks to Luke.
Hey, making me bare my soul
there.
My bad.
No worries.
You're wearing your heart.
It's all good. That's what we're about here on the Crossroads. We bare our souls. We share our journey with these songs, and they're our babies, and we let them out there into the world. So, Dylan, I'm really excited to hear this, and thank you for being here today, and thank you for closing us out.
Yep, thank you very much.
I would also like to thank you.
Thank you, Luke.
Come back soon.
Yes, come back soon. I know you've got more.
Yeah.
All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, and boys and girls.
And anyone else out there.
This is Dylan Briscato with his original piano composition. Another amazing composition. I think a great way to end the show.
Really, honestly.
On a very, that's what I love. Look, we've had such variety.
Oh, yeah.
We've had the mandolin, we've had the upright bass, we've had keyboards now. And
we've had the steel drum, too.
Steel drum.
Oh, yeah.
And so many talented young people here at St. Andrew's Sewanee School. We're very, very blessed.
Hope we can get a violin in here soon.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. That's next on the agenda. Well, we've done it yet again, my friend.
Oh, yeah.
We've closed out another episode of The Crossroads. Next up, we're hoping to have more keyboard, actually, on the show, but we'll save that for a surprise, in case things change. They have a way of changing. So for Mr. Ankeny, Maestro James behind the glass, for Sarah Roberts, for Dylan Briscato.
For Dr. Will. And Mr. Luke.
All right. You've been listening to The Crossroads. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Crossroads, same for come and go.
Yeah. I'm DJ Hexmob, a.k.a. Mariah Maxim, and you've been listening to Crossroads, an original music show recorded and produced in the studios at St. Andrew Sewanee School. Your hosts tonight have been Dr. Will Ireley and DJ Milwaukee, a.k.a. Luke Bosselman. If you'd like to join us on Crossroads, just send an email to wmtn@sasweb.org and tell us a little bit about your music. We'll get right back to you. Crossroads is sponsored by GACA and the Heather Ireley Performing Arts Endowment, empowering the next generation of performing artists. For more information, visit artsgaca.org, that's artsgaca.org, and keep it tuned to the original music voice of the mountain, WMTN Radio.